بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, as we are aware, we have just emerged in some way fresh from the spiritual point of view from the Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan. And alhamdulillah, during the month of Ramadan, to a certain and to a great extent, people have tried to comply with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People have turned towards Almighty Allah. There was greater remembrance of Allah, greater ibadat. Maybe not to the extent that we are supposed to do. There was weakness in our individual and our collective effort. However, we make dua that Allah ta'ala accept, and we move on from there. Many people would say that we are missing Ramadan. We are missing the environment in Ramadan. In Ramadan, there was such a beautiful environment. You know, you could read Quran. It just came naturally. Now after Ramadan, you try utmost, you find it difficult to read. But we still have to continue. You can't use that as a justification. The environment was better, therefore we read. Now we don't have to read. No, we still have to try. And we still have to continue. And while the people mourn the environment of Ramadan, let us keep in mind that Ramadan, by Allah's decree, was not supposed to be for 12 months of the year. It is not supposed to be 12 months of the year. Allah Ta'ala says, أَيَّامًا مَعَدُودَاتِ. I have given you the month of Ramadan for a limited period of time, a short period of time. So this is by the decree and the wisdom of Allah that it is supposed to be for a short period of time. It is not, as I've said previously, not so short that we can't benefit, and not so long that it become tedious and we can't carry on. It's just the right balance between benefiting and not becoming burdensome. But in Ramadan, many of the ibadat that we term as direct ibadat was performed. Our ulama tell us there are two types of ibadat. Ek barahiras ibadat. You know, that is done for its own sake. That it is an objective in itself. What is the direct ibadat? Direct ibadat is like namaz, roza, zikr, tilawat. All of that is known, hajj, zakat. It is direct ibadat. Now, direct ibadat is extremely important. It is the basis of our faith, our taqwa, our deen. And that is why Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran speaks about its importance many a times. You know, Allah Ta'ala says, the people of Jahannam will be asked, Ma salakakum fi saqar? Why are you in Jahannam? What they will they say? Lam naku minal musallin. We did not perform salat. The first thing they will say, we were not regular with salat. So those people who say salat is not important, let them answer to this particular ayat. Allah will say, people's face on the day of Qiyamah will not be fresh, will not be radiant. It will be downcast because of seeing Allah's punishment. And for what reason? فَلَا صَدَّقَ وَلَا صَلَّى. They did not read namaz and they did not give sadaqah. So these are the importance of ibadat. However, there is another ibadat known as indirect ibadat. What is indirect ibadat? Indirect ibadat is routine matters of life. Go and work. Kasb-e halal. Risk. Risk-e halal ki talash. Khana, peena. Ye bhi ibadat ho sakta hai sahi niyat ke saath. Pehle namaz wagaira, ye to barahiras ibadat hai. Ye dusre cheez hai, jaise khana, peena, rizq halal ki talash. Ye ibadat us waqt ban sakti hai ke jab niyat sahi ho. Indirect ibadat can be an ibadat if our niyat is correct. If our intention is correct. Are we earning halal risk because it is Allah's command? Or are we earning halal risk to form part of the rat race? Everyone is doing it. We need money. We need Mercedes. We need house. So what are we doing it for? Are we eating? Do we love to eat?